Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Man, you've got 2 days. Don't mess it up. What started with a day to honor an early Christian pastor, martyred, has been co-opted by our culture as a day to celebrate love. The day of the heart. And the heart is what Jesus is getting at. Shall not murder, commit adultery. But I say to you, yeah. You know, when we hear of love in our world, think of this. It's self-serving, self-fulfilling, self-defining. And so you hear the foolish talk of love is love. Love has no boundaries. Love yourself first before you can love others. You be you, follow your dreams. All you need is love, and on and on. And the media works hard to normalize this view of love and marriage. I mean, the world's view, contrary to God's word. And you can't watch an hour without seeing it. And it's often subtle. But it's always shown in ways that are positive and warm and fuzzy and happy. It's a lie. Jesus says, you shall not. The world does not care. I mean, in such a short time, we've seen these so many movements. Now, don't despair, because a movement to go against God's natural law have always failed in the history of the world. But these movements, and we are living in the throes of the sexual revolution that started just a couple generations ago, but well advanced. We've now lived through the birth control revolution, the no-divorce revolution, the hookup culture, the homosexual revolution, and now the gender revolution. Even Jesus says, and the Bible is very clear, the Lord establishes, directs, protects, creates the institution of marriage. Because he creates it, it reflects him and his bride, the church. And the sacredness of our bodies. You are not your own. These vocations, identities, roles for men and women, boys and girls. He creates and creates anew at the baptismal fonts, and he calls us all to live in purity, in keeping our bodies and marriages sacred to him. And for Moses, you hear, obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today. Walk in them, keep them. And from Jesus, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery. But if you listen to those words more closely, you will discover, I mean, that they're first and foremost not about what you have to do or not do. They're actually about your heart. That Moses is warning the people, just right before that reading, to circumcise your heart. Warning the people that their hearts are not turn away from the Lord. And Jesus is teaching in truth that it's not only what you do and not do, but your heart. It's disease, the anger, the hatred, the insult, grudges, lust, problems of the heart. What you hold here. And shame on us all. We all have work to do with ourselves, with others. I mean, the world we live in, I think if you ask most people, if Jesus says, do not commit adultery, that marriage is between a man and a woman, only intimacy between married people, many people don't know. And if they do, they dismiss it. Well, that's your interpretation, your extreme loving views. I mean, the Bible has issues. And if they use Jesus' name, well, God wants me to be happy. God loves everyone just the way they are. God is love, and that's how God made me. there is much gentle conversation to be done and engage people in his truth. That God wants what's best for them, and that means go and sin no more. It means repent. It means be holy. It means walk in his ways, not yours. And still, we all have to look in the mirror. And we all think, well, you know, I'm good people. I haven't killed anyone. I'm faithful in my marriage. Murder, adultery doesn't apply to me. But I say to you, Jesus says, if you're angry, yes, angry, or insults, you'll be liable to judgment. You belittle them. And you'll be liable to the hell of fire. Or how I feel in my heart. And if that's not enough, everyone who looks with lustful intent has already committed adultery in their heart. It's right, just a mere thought of the heart. Alive or online, it doesn't matter. Your heart is completely filthy, corrupt, diseased. Repent. Consider if your child comes to you and with bloody scratches on their face and they're crying, and your first reaction is to hold them. You check them for wounds. You comfort them until they calm down enough to explain what happened. The child needs your acceptance, sympathy, and love. And when they finally tell you, well, they were pulling the tail of the neighbor's cat, the child needs something else. I mean, they need to be reminded that actions have consequences, that cats have claws, and they're not afraid of using them. And that doesn't mean you send them away, tell them that they should have known better. It simply means don't let my sympathy giving mute my truth telling. They need love and they need the truth of God's law. They're not a victim. They're a tail puller. And people come to church with bloody scratches on their faith, and they've been pulling one tail or another, and their heart, desires, thoughts soiled with sin. And it doesn't matter. The church is here to welcome, without exception, whoever you are, whatever you've done. Here is acceptance and sympathy and the only love there is. The love that defines all love. And you also need to hear that cats have claws. That God has laws that we've broken, continue to break, and suffer the consequences. We are not victims of the Ten Commandments. We are not victims of cheating, lying, lusting, coveting, and more foolish thoughts and actions than we can count. Why was Jesus crucified? Not for victims or people with pretty good hearts, but for your sins. To save sinners. And too often we think we're the victim. It wasn't my fault. I'm good people. Others mess things up. And whatever befalls me, even the things I do, someone else or nature is to blame. And we transform the cross into a pacifier. And you can find plenty of churches with victim therapy that merely offers God's affirmation, support, and compassion. Instead of preaching Christ as a sacrifice for your evil, murderous, adulterous heart, your evil desires. And you can't even earn his love or good graces. Realize the cat and the tail are not your problem. Your heart is. Your hand. And the law always condemns you, while it also teaches you how to live his ways for you. And he knows your heart better than you. He still welcomes and pours out his gifts. And from his cross flows the only love this world has ever known. The law is fulfilled. There is no one to condemn you. The fires of hell will not touch you. You will not perish, but possess the land promised to your fathers. These words of law are gifts of love. His perfect love in keeping them for you. Perfect love forgiving you. This is not moral rehab for your heart. His perfect love creates out of nothing a new heart in you. You cannot mess up his love. The only true lasting love is Jesus. There is no other. Love is sacrifice, service. It flows from his heart, from his cross, into a chalice and into your lives. It flows to you as you are loved and love others. He defines love, and it is yours. In the name of Jesus, amen.